What's inside of me? Why am I feeling so haunted? Been coming to this place for years, never felt quite so daunted. The trees are undressed, dispossessed of the air they once breathed. They whisper amongst them, and each time I try to confront them, their branches recede. Felled leaves crunch beneath my feet as I creep, and I wasn't even privy until now to the fact that I was actually creeping. Am I sleeping, conceding to dream beneath spectre-grey skies? Misleading their scheme, not so sure I much care for a prize. Would it be defeating the object to cover my eyes? As I know just what's standing to greet them. Pluck them straight from the threads of their sockets and eat them. They could seize me with ease, snatch lost breath from my lungs, could slice me in two where I stand with a lash of their tongues. This place is no sanctuary, offers no shelter from storm, no safe haven to fend off the chill, not a solitary token of warmth. Just icy cold fingertips set for embrace can feel them right now as they trace undressed flesh in a second or less. Every sin is confessed, only then they commence their charade. Inquisitive needles reaching inside, threading dread through each fibre of sweeping crossfire enfiladed. Clutching nerve endings like reins as I flinch, reeling from every cruel pinch as they braid, feel bitter, betrayed, for I seem to have missed or waylaid the decree dictating to me it would pay to agree to this trade. No request for front row seats for the sights I have seen, didn't plea for untimely decay. Need to get this out of me, have to get this out of me, this thick crude muck, this blackened sludge, begrudging each movement before I'm consumed and the bloody red heart in my chest is torn out and unjustly exhumed. 'Tis evidently aftermath of something truly lethal. Each suggestion echo of a soon inflicted evil, tainted the dust of my bones painted grey while pangs of distress sought the flesh they've requested to flay. Can feel their black coals on my flesh burning foxholes through mesh as they press, prod, provoke, clot, compress, undressing the corset divorced without token of blessing. Must wretch up this scourge, purge it forth from my core, let it weep from my maw like a Christ. Should I slaughter this lamb, then the blood on my hands may denote of my own sacrifice. Already bear the stigmata. Thus appears no real choice than concede to play martyr. There goes the knell, final bell, stark alarm to its tone. I think I can hear them right now, serenading with slow hands engraving my tombstone. I think I'm gonna vomit. You're worthless. No warrant for mention. Just a slab of rotting mutton, a punishment, glutton, pathetic by every account. Not an ounce of uniqueness deserving of permanent burden and misery, ceaseless. Dare to do or don't as you're damned either way. Nobody cares, and they all hate you, by the way. You're nothing, deserve nothing. Screams confer nothing. All concern was a ruse on our part. We were bluffing. Precious few will mourn you. Nobody will miss you because you're not memorable in any way becoming. Already destined to die horribly. We've read the ledger back to front, you see. And we wouldn't wish to be in your skin. Feeble nondescript. Unhallowed is the marrow from your hollow bones we've come to strip. You disgust us, and therefore entrust us to act on your behalf. Bad move, though fair few from your last. As we'd love to see you suffer, and would pay a handsome sum to watch you shudder as we usher you to duly come undone. Weak, pitiful, emotionally crippled, the ripples of pain soon to be doubled, tripled. We are never letting go, in forever telling woe. You can run, you can hide, we are already inside. Where's that god of yours now? Where's the hero of the hour? Where's the merciful power? Could it be the scriptures lied? Yes, indeed, the time has come now to repent. For it's all been a sick joke at your expense. Enough!